Who can hear you in the alley by the light switch? Who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little bird.
I'm always a bee in somebody's bonnet.
It's just a joyous song.
It is good.
And I like to picture J.D. Vance trying to hate this song. Because if you played it, he'd be like,
I'm sure he would come up with some way to allege that the bee in the bonnet was some metaphor for like Marxism. Who knows?
It's citing some sort of Jason. These days it's Jason and the Argonauts. That's sacrilegious.
That's weird. Oh, wait. No, that's you guys. You guys. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. Those smooth, dulcet tones you just heard, that is my lovely producer, Brian Kelly. It's the last segment of the day. If you have thoughts or comments, you can get them in now. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. J.D. Vance is the gift that keeps on giving to Democrats, much like Eric Hovde here in the state of Wisconsin. And his most recent turnaround the dance floor, surely not disappointing. I'm not going to intro this clip. I think we're just going to listen to it because I'll use a little lawyerly Latin phrase here. Res ipsa loquitur. You learn it basically your first day in torts class. It means the thing speaks for itself. So let her rip, Brian. Let's take a listen.
And I hate to be... so many of the leaders of the left, and I hate to be so personal about this, but they're people without kids trying to brainwash the minds of our children. And that really disorients me, and it really disturbs me. Randy Weingarten, who's the head of the most powerful teachers union in the country, she doesn't have a single child. If she wants to brainwash and destroy the minds of children, she should have some of her own and leave ours the hell alone.
Wow.
Didn't he go to Catholic school?
Yeah, weren't there nuns there?
Or priests? I don't know.
Do they have kids, Brent?
I'm told in the Catholic Church
they don't.
Not, quote,
legitimately.
Not legitimate kids, no. Although I do know several priests who are now with kids and no longer part of the Catholic Church. But anyway.
That is so awful. It trades on this notion that certain people get to have a say. Certain people can be teachers. Only certain people's opinions should be valued. Only certain people's opinions should be even heard. That if you disagree with me and my religiously based view of the universe, you have no place in America. The language is indisputably despicable. You know who I don't want having anything to do with the education of children in this country?
That guy.
That guy. Exposing children to the different choices that our neighbors and family members, and yes, sometimes fellow church, synagogue, mosque, or other house of worship goers may make, is not brainwashing.
I did want to put a pin in that. That's not the point
here. Please.
But I do want to put a pin in this for another show. How are they brainwashing? They just accept as given that they're brainwashed, but they never ever prove or have any even insinuation of brainwashing.
Like, well, because
they
all
just
of that is
go right past that.
Listen, it is ridiculous. Ridiculous. To assert, it's like if you're exposed to other people, that's a bad thing. If you're exposed to different ideas, that's a bad thing. Listen, if you want to teach your kids at home to hate other people, go ahead and do that. But you don't get to define curriculums in public schools based on your religious viewpoints. You don't. You don't get to pick what books are on shelves based on your religious viewpoint. And I mean books in public schools. I'm so over this. And I'm hearing one of our valiant listeners has shared that the Federalist Society has now crackpotted up some sort of attack on Tim Walz. I'll deal with it tomorrow. There's some sort of, wild allegation that he didn't want Christians teaching in schools. Well, in a place like Wisconsin or Minnesota, you wouldn't have any teachers. And that just sounds stupid to me. Oh, you're a Christian? Sorry, can't work here. We're going to ban you. Asking teachers in public schools to respect the differences of students, to not disparage students' different viewpoints or the choices that their parents may have made. You know, if they're like LGBTQIA+, right? That is absolutely okay, because public schools in this country should be a place where every child is safe and feels respected and cared for, no matter what household or family they come from. And requiring teachers to affirm those fundamental values about keeping our children safe when they're in schools is a good thing. If you want your kids in a private school where only your religious beliefs are taught, go pay for one. And by that, I mean, you don't get vouchers either unless you're poor, which is part of this stinking problem. Disgusting. And let's not forget, this is not a new line. Here's Tom Cotton saying the same damn thing that J.D. Vance said about the same woman. By the way, that's Randy Weingarten. I met her at the DNC. She was amazing. She's head of the American Federated Teachers Union. This is Tom Cotton saying the same damn thing that J.D.
Randy Weingarten is a joke. Randy Weingarten does not even have children of her own. What in the hell does she know about raising and teaching kids? In fact, that's probably why she was perfectly fine to shut down schools for 2 years and force kids to wear masks.
Or she was worried about kids and teachers dying from a global epidemic. You know,
but
or
masks.
That. And by the way, Randy Weingarten is a mother. She's a stepmom.
But masks.
And last but not least, MTG saying the same gosh darn thing, equally
graduating
disgusting.
From school. But I'd like to
no,
go.
No, it is about honoring Black.
Ms. Weingarten, I reclaim my time. I didn't ask you a question.
Sorry.
What I'd like to talk about is your recommendations to the CDC. As not a medical doctor, not a biological mother, and really not a teacher either. So what you did is you advised the CDC.
Mr. Chairman, that is, that, I mean, that's a
excuse me,
character.
This is my time.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. Unlike those people, I'll stand up for you and your kids. I hope you stand up for me. It's always better when we stand together. See you tomorrow, folks.